Draw a nice warm tub of thimerosal and let them bathe in it. Then they won't matter whether they got the injection or not.
Yeah, true.
Take a double barrel butcher knife, and when someone asks you that question, slice their carotid artery. It won't bother you for 4 more minutes, and then we're done. And by the time you get to the third one, darling, I promise you, they'll quit asking.
Isn't that a silly answer, Cheryl? Yeah. See how useless iron can be sometimes? Unless it's a metaphor. Maybe it's a metaphor.
It's
a parable there.
Oh, that was completely useless, iron.
For whom?
Well, I didn't get anywhere with that one.
Well, you work on it.
I want us to tell you to talk to people about why that they feel insignificant less because they don't like getting an injection that someone else has to give them to keep them from catching something that they were going to catch anyway, that they didn't get, that they didn't know they didn't have to have, that as they have, they didn't know they had to have it. You're supposed to defend or stance the position that there's poisons in the vaccine that make them have this disease that they're not supposed to have. And you're saying we sound silly and are completely helpless? Boy, good luck with that.
I just don't know if it's better to just keep quiet and not say anything, or...
If you slice their carotid artery and they give them a certificate of live death, with that death certificate, that makes them exempt from the thimerosal-laced vaccination, and they don't have to take the shot. Oh, guess what? And they also don't have to go to school, so it's a good day.
Yeah, that's a good point, Ariana. I like that one.